This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype here, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm as we launch into the second hour of the program. Just getting into the story, the terrible story from theprovince.com about Mark and Jody Emery, the folks who are in charge of, or were in charge of, cannabis culture. They have basically been told to shut down their business, or at the very least, the shop portion of their business. I'm not sure if they're going to have their entire free speech suppressed here, but it's starting to sound pretty bad. We're going to get into more of the story in moments. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
So back to the story here. Police arrested Mark and Jody Emery, the founders, the creators of Cannabis Culture, which has in the past been an actual print magazine. They stopped the print run years ago, and they went to digital only. So they're kind of the cultural center, if you will, in a lot of ways for cannabis legalization and just all things cannabis in Canada. And to some extent, you know, they're pretty popular throughout North America and the rest of the world. Big competitors, I would say, with High Times magazine. And so they've got this kind of empire, if you will, that they built, and they built it on, you know, being honest, good people who have been selling a good product over the years, not just cannabis seeds, which is what he went to prison for in the United States for 5 years for mailing cannabis seeds to people. But also, you know, they had a little kind of cannabis culture shop, which presumably sold pipes and, you know, shirts and things like that. So they built a good business, an honest business, helping people, and used some of that money to promote the medical marijuana world or marijuana legalization, not just in Canada, but also in the United States. And this is how he became the Prince of Pot. This is how Mark Emery, who was, you know, not different from any of the rest of us, differentiated himself from your typical cannabis dealer or cannabis seed seller. He used his profits to try to change things. And that's why he had a big target painted on his back.
Yes.
As a result of that. That's why he was like public enemy number one for the DEA in the United States for a long time until they finally got him. Well, now their troubles are continuing as they've been arrested within the last few days over in Pearson Airport. I'm not sure which city that's in, but yeah, I guess it's probably over in the Toronto area. They have been banned from entering any of their own cannabis culture locations or offices, including the BC Marijuana Party, which I believe Jody and Mark helped found, and the Cannabis Culture Magazine headquarters in Vancouver. Emery can't speak with his staff or deal with business operations in any way, according to Jody. The couple have been given 2 weeks to remove themselves from any bank accounts associated with the business. She says, "It's heartbreaking, utterly heartbreaking, really. My entire adult life has been 100% dedicated to cannabis culture and our mission for legalization and cannabis for freedom."
So let me sort of give my thoughts on how this would work out if they lived in the United States instead of in Canada. Instead of as part of the bail conditions, you've got 2 weeks to remove your name from the bank accounts. The police would just say, okay, your bank accounts belong to us
now. They would just seize the account.
Your buildings belong to us now. All of your employees are laid off.
And yeah, in the U.S., it's really easy to, I mean, it's pretty standard, actually, to have one of your bail conditions be you're not allowed to commit another crime.
Mm-hmm.
And in the U.S., this would be a crime, so.
But even Weedman didn't have his property taken, at least his physical locations stripped from him when they've been arrested.
Right,
him
and
out
that's
there.
Very rare.
Yeah.
Because asset forfeiture is something that is used all the time to steal stuff from people.
That's a good point. You're probably right about that.
And most of the time, they go through what they call civil asset forfeiture, to where no charges ever have to be filed, no conviction ever has to happen, because with
they charge your house with a crime. So, like, your house is guilty of possessing weed, and therefore needs to go be owned by the government.
Technically, they say that the property is connected to something that was illegal, and you have to prove to the court that it was not.
It's
crazy.
Whereas
with criminal forfeiture, they have to convict you of an offense beyond reasonable doubt.
So the Emery's, longtime staples of British Columbia's pot advocacy scene, own the Cannabis Culture brand. It has been used by a chain of marijuana dispensaries in British Columbia, Ontario, and Quebec that has expanded over the last 2 years. Although Canada's Liberal government has said that it plans to introduce legislation later this year to legalize non-medicinal marijuana sales and use, pot dispensaries remain illegal under federal law. Emery says she believes they were targeted for their longtime activism and civil disobedience. I remember when we had Mark on the show years ago, before he went to prison in the United States, he was going around on a tour all around Canada and smoking from a bong, like, on the steps of courthouses all around the country, which I thought was, you know, was like a civil disobedience
tour. Was that the guy who was smoking tobacco from a bong?
No, he was taking rips of real cannabis from a bong, like, just out in the open on City Hall steps and, you know, courthouse steps, and he was making a big deal out of it. So, I mean, he definitely has been a civil disobedience advocate. We've talked with him about that. We'll continue here with more of the story. Let's go to Boston, where Matt is on the line. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. It's me, Mustache. Have you considered joining Antifa yet?
You're the guy who called last night and dropped the F-bomb on the air when you were trying to allegedly describe what Antifa is, which is anti-fascists. So, no, we're definitely not going to be joining a group that advocates for violence, which is what it seems like
they do. I want to send you a hand of friendship.
Okay.
I want to be both of you guys' friends. And I don't know who the new girl is, but she seems cool.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. So what about it? How about you start by not using words that we're going to have to kick you off the air for? Can you do that?
Like faggot?
You know, you really shouldn't say that because it's rude, but it just makes you sound like a jerk, and it makes it seem like you're not really a member of the anti-fascists, because it would seem
I run Antifa Boston. I run Antifa Boston.
Weren't you just calling from New York last night?
He was.
Yeah, well, I was in New York last night, man. I get around.
Yeah, I bet you do. So what were you calling about?
I wanted to extend a friendship, an alliance with Antifa Boston.
Well, I'm not going to make any alliances with any groups that, you know, don't express respect and, you know, I don't know, peace.
Are you a white racist?
Nope, definitely not.
Are you a white supremacist?
No, absolutely not. I'm a human being.
You sound like one right now.
Are you a white supremacist? Because I suspect you're
part of Antifa.
Okay.
How drunk are you right now?
I think he's drunk.
I think he's trolling.
I don't do promiscuity.
Is that a thing? Is that like an anti-fascist thing? They don't have sex? Again, you're not sounding very liberal to me. I mean,
well,
normally,
that's a false dichotomy. There's a lot in between not having sex and being promiscuous.
No, I get what you're saying.
Do you want me to tell you what Antifa's about?
Yeah, well, we were trying to have you do that last night, but you never really got around to it.
I'll let you know. We're anti-racist. We use force and violence.
Yeah, so that's why I wouldn't want to be allied with you. If indeed you were really Antifa, and I have serious doubts. All right, well, it's a better call tonight, Matt. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I have serious doubts that he actually in any way, shape, or form is a part of Antifa. Because
he might be a part of 4chan.
I believe that he, like, created a meetup group and named it Antifa Boston. That was a troll.
I did have, yes, he's definitely a troll, and at least that was a better call than last night.
Yeah.
And I did actually pull up from last night the story I had from Salon.com, which does talk about what Antifa actually is instead of that person's interpretation of
it.
So if we have time, we can delve into that later on tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. you can take control of the airwaves. We'll give you more from what's happening to the good folks behind Cannabis Culture, Mark and Jody Emery. They are under some serious bail conditions and are basically going to have to step away from running the business that they've run for as long as I've ever known about them. What do you do if you can't do the thing you love most? It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype.
And you can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We're continuing with coverage of what is happening to friends of the show, the folks behind Cannabis Culture Magazine, Mark and Jody Emery. We actually haven't had them on in far too long. I've tried reaching out and just have been striking out at actually getting in touch with them. Maybe they are just super busy, I imagine, dealing with all of the legal issues that they're currently dealing with. I certainly could understand that. So nonetheless, here, let me go back to the story from theprovince.com. They've been ordered after recent arrests and charges of, you know, conspiracy, basically. They've been charged with a range of counts, including drug trafficking and conspiracy to commit an indictable offense. They've been told they cannot enter their own offices. They cannot go to Cannabis Culture headquarters or any of their locations around Canada. They are not able to have their names on the bank accounts. They cannot even speak with their staff or deal with business operations in any way. So even though, you know, Cannabis Culture does all kinds of things that are completely legal, they're being disconnected from the thing they created.
Yes, they have at least some form of decrim in Canada, but is all of what they're doing legal in Canada?
I don't know. I know that in the case of the stores that were recently raided, they had opened up shops in Montreal that were selling cannabis illegally. So that much was illegal, and maybe that's okay. What some of these charges are stemming from with the conspiracy and the drug sales. So I suspect that's probably related.
And if that's the case, they're not really, I mean, they're getting press, and it's good that they're getting press, but they're not really being treated differently than anybody else that would get caught dealing drugs, at least in the state.
But they have a free speech arm. I mean, the cannabis culture, for the most part, is publishing.
Do you have free speech in Canada? I don't.
You don't have hate speech. You can't do hate speech in Canada, but otherwise you presumably should be able to talk about
Well, you should, but that...
If our Canadian listeners are tuned in tonight, feel free to call in and weigh in and kind of update us on what the speech situation is there. I know it's not free speech in Canada, but they've been operating cannabis culture for decades, so...
Right, and I think it has more to do with, and this is just pure speculation, more to do with, okay, you're doing one thing that is illegal, and this other aspect of your business is profiting from the thing illegal. That's
illegal.
Well, right,
illegal. So if I have a corporation that sells crack and also sells makeup magazines,
mm-hmm.
I'm still going to jail, and when they seize the factory, they're seizing the whole factory. It doesn't matter because I'm committing the crime. I mean, this is how they treat drug dealers. They go and they take their stuff, and they seize all the cash, or in this case, it's in bank accounts. They tell them, yeah, if they let them out on bail, they tell them, okay, so you're not really allowed to go back to the street corner mm-hmm. and talk to your associates. That's, you know, going to be a condition of your bail. A lot of the times you're not allowed, it's a condition of, you're not bail, but you're kind of later program probation type thing. This is a little bit stricter information. You're not allowed to talk to anyone who is on drugs or in the same program as you or anything like that. I mean, they're taking
yeah, I've seen
all your
that
business
in drug court.
This is what they do to drug dealers. This isn't really that unique. If this is what it takes to get press, I mean, that is what it is, but
and
this is completely normal.
Or
at least in the States it would be.
The funny thing is the tax and regulate scheme is supposed to go into effect in just a couple of months.
In Canada. Well, that's what this is one of the things that makes all of this all the more ridiculous. I mean, even if what you're saying is true and that it's normal behavior by the court system in the United States, let's presume it's also normal in Canada, that doesn't make it any less disastrous and terrible for these people. And you're not saying that.
Right, no, they're just as much as a victim as any other drug dealer is, but this is the manner in which drug dealers are victimized. They're getting more press because they had more assets to steal.
Right, and they had a public personality before this as well.
Right, and apparently I just pulled up an article from globalnews.ca where they say the arrest of Mark and Jody Emery highlight the thousands who have been arrested as the Trudeau government grapples with how to legalize punt, and new legislation is expected this spring. So they're saying, like, you know, this is going to happen, but yet they're still arresting.
Well, right, and that actually makes more sense to me than anything else because, oh, I'm all of a sudden going to legalize it, which pretty much tells me that you have either a friend or somebody who has paid for the privilege to be the drug dealer in Oriento. And now you need to get these people out of the way.
Oriento.
I mean, wherever.
Oriento, is that like a cross between
Toronto, Ontario. Canada,
British
whatever.
Columbia.
So, yeah. Well, of course you're going to get rid of the pre-existing business to put in your newly... Well, bought and paid for legalized business.
Just,
well, yeah.
Just do what Colorado and Washington and all of the states that have implemented regulations on medical and say if you've ever had a felony conviction for any drug thing, then you're prohibited.
Yeah, if you have any prior experience
which they'll
in the
probably
industry,
do.
You're not allowed in the industry.
Which they'll probably do here, and that would mean that they wouldn't ever be able to get back into this business.
Right, but Mark already had felony convictions.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, let me continue here with the story. Emery says she believes they were targeted for their longtime activism and civil disobedience, and believes that Toronto police, who coordinated last week's Project Gator, may have been exacting revenge after charges were dropped against their employees who were arrested during the Project Claudia raids in Toronto last May. She said, I feel it's fair to say this is a political persecution, and the police and government are looking at preventing us from being able to exercise our right to be active and to run businesses, she said. She said the couple will speak on today with lawyers who have advised them against discussing specifics around charges and allegations made around them. She believes the case will drag out for years in court, but as it unfolds, the truth will come out and that people will, quote, see that a lot of the police propaganda is untrue, she said. Rob Gordon, a professor of criminology at Simon Fraser University, said that while hundreds of dispensaries have opened across Canadian cities in recent years, the Toronto police probably chose to target the Emerys because of their high-profile and envelope-pushing strategies. Gordon said, quote, one of their characteristics is always to cross the line in as dramatic and public a manner as they can, because that's how they advance their particular cause, adding that the police may have wanted to make an example out of them. He said they're thumbing their nose at government, the federal government in particular, adding the Toronto police may have felt pressure from on high. He said, quite clearly, the message from government to those police forces is enforce the law, unquote. The pot sold in retail dispensaries across the country probably comes from a range of sources, said Gordon. Possible sources include growers licensed for personal medical production, selling their surplus, or unlicensed grow ops, whether run by criminal organizations or small-scale farmers. He said that he wouldn't be surprised if some pot makes its way north from the U.S., such as Washington State, where recreational use has been legalized. So it's interesting. It sounds like they're saying that besides the Emerys who've opened up pot stores, that others have opened up illegal pot stores.
Yeah, the article that I've got pulled up mentions hundreds.
And are being left alone.
Not necessarily.
Well, are they not flaunting it, though? Because the state doesn't typically like that either.
Let's come back and talk about it here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us, especially if you're in Canada. You're welcome. Or bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more to come here on what's going on with cannabis culture. That the operators, the creators that have been in charge of it for decades, Jody and Mark Emery, have been arrested within the last week and charged with multiple counts because they've sold flowers. They've sold seeds. This is their crime. And even in a government where they're supposedly moving toward legalization, the government can't possibly tolerate somebody not following its rules. And if the rule hasn't changed yet, even if they're saying they're going to change it, if the rule hasn't changed yet, they must crack down in order to show people that they're still in charge. They don't want somebody to not take their rulemaking process seriously.
And it would not surprise me if, let's say, that they wind up passing something later this month. And the effective date is July 1st, 2017, 12:01 a.m.
They'll arrest him right up till 11:59 and 59
would
seconds.
Would not surprise me at all if somebody gets arrested, you know, within 1 hour before the law gets
and
changed.
Then they'll keep prosecuting. They'll push as far as they can.
Possibly. Yeah. Remember we talked about the neighbors to the left of us, Vermont, where the outgoing governor at the end of December wound up saying, I'll pardon anybody that's got a cannabis thing as long as they fill in an application.
The Republican governor.
Yes. And I wonder, because, again, you know, Vermont doesn't yet have full legalization. They're working on it. But because most of the states that have legalized do have this provision of if you have a felony on your record, then you can't ever work in this industry.
Which is so stupid.
It is, but I wonder if the I'm going to pardon you thing had anything to do with allowing these people to wind up getting jobs in the industry legalized.
Because who else? I mean, that's who you want to work in the industry is the people who were doing it 20 years ago, the people who knew how to sell pot back in the day.
Right. And he may have also, and I don't remember the specifics, he may have also only been pardoning people that had misdemeanor convictions.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't recall.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you want to get a great deal on your purchases from Amazon, just go to saveitpurse.com. You can easily save 20-25%. You've got some computer memory for your laptop there. What was your percent?
20%.
20% off.
On the already discounted Amazon price compared to what we saw on another site.
Right, you got the same brand as what you were ordering, or what you might have ordered on the brand's site. You got it for less because you ordered through Amazon, and then you knocked another 20% off because you ordered through saveitpurse.com. The
Correct.
Key is you had to set, to spend your cryptocurrency. You had to spend Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency on this because they do have a Shapeshift integration built into the site. Saveitpurse.com, it works. It works well. And now your laptop's working even better than ever.
Yes.
Because of saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Go there. Learn more about it. If you don't yet have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, this is reason number one to get serious about it and start learning about it and get yourself some, because why wouldn't you want to save 20% on pretty much every purchase that you made? By the way, I told you I'd put some headphones up, and I started at 30, nobody bit. A couple days later, I lowered it to 25%, and nobody bit at 25, but I did get a bite at 20%, so I've got those headphones on their way to me. So 20% off a new pair of headphones for the studio. So again, saveatpurse.com. Back to the story here from theprovince.com. Details of the supply chain for cannabis culture, as with every other storefront dispensary in the country, remain unclear. Their source of cannabis is illegal, even for dispensaries that have received business licenses from municipalities like Vancouver and Victoria. Now, I think you told me off the air, Daryl, that in Vancouver, the police are not enforcing against these dispensaries, these illegal cannabis dispensaries that have cropped up?
That's what I'm seeing according to the Global News. And I also mentioned that there have been hundreds of arrests for illegal dispensaries in Toronto. So even though there's a bunch of dispensaries popping up, there's still a bunch of arrests in a lot of Canada.
Correct. So your mileage may vary. In the case of Mark and Jody, as she pointed out, they are very high-profile people, and so if the government wants to make a point about this, then they go after the Emerys rather than the rest of them. But nonetheless, there are 39 producers across Canada who are licensed to produce cannabis, but their only legal distribution channel is to sell through the mail to patients registered with Health Canada. Earlier this year, Emery told the Financial Post that the pot sold at cannabis culture locations comes from, quote, brokers who get it from those with medical growing licenses. Many of the connections have stood for decades.
So I just double-checked on what Pete Shumlin, the former governor of Vermont, his pardons. He was only pardoning people with misdemeanors.
Ooh.
So a statement from Burlington Free Press said the governor was interested in pardoning people without felonies.
She equates the growers to farmers at a local market, said the Post. They are proud of their product and would like to come forward, but prohibition forces them to stay in the dark. And so that's what's happening in Canada. The story broke over the weekend. This story was published on Saturday at theprovince.com. We'll put the link up on our Facebook and Twitter. And I hope that at some point I can get these guys to respond and get them back on the show, because it's been way too long since we've had either one of them on, and they're just such nice folks. I've never had the chance to meet Mark, but Jody actually came to one of the Liberty Forum events here in New Hampshire years ago. It was actually while Mark was in prison. She came and spoke at the Liberty Forum. So we actually got to meet her in real life and have her on the show in our remote studio, which was a lot of fun. And it's terrible news that now they're being prohibited from even running their business, any aspect of cannabis culture, which, Melanie, you're saying not so unusual here in the States for something like that to happen when it comes to a drug dealer or an alleged drug dealer.
Well, right. I mean, you would definitely, as I've never seen a bail papers that didn't have as a requirement, and you're not going to commit any more crimes while you're on bail. And if what they're doing is illegal, then that's, I mean, and I don't know how Canada typically deals with this stuff, but in the States, you definitely are going to be prohibited from continuing to deal drugs while you're on bail for dealing
drugs. But it may be illegal to deal drugs or to sell more weed, but it shouldn't be illegal to write an article on cannabisculture.com. That's all, that's what's the most shocking about all of this, is that because cannabis culture, this brand, right, there's, you know, there are brands that have a lot of different types of products that they have underneath them. So cannabis culture is this brand that was ultimately originally created as a communications method, as a magazine.
Right. See, that's
I wouldn't be totally surprised to see somebody as a bail condition. Oh, well, you make drug deals on your iPhone, therefore I'm prohibiting you from, you know,
using the internet,
non-landline phones or whatever. Like, that wouldn't really, that's not typical, but that wouldn't really surprise me. But you'd definitely be prohibited from going back to your business colleagues.
But I think that's one of the reasons a lot of big corporations have subsidiaries. To where if YouTube, which is a subsidiary of Alphabet.
Right.
No, it's a subsidiary of Alphabet.
And Google's a subsidiary
of Alphabet. Google is a subsidiary of Alphabet.
Right.
So, you know, you've got these different subsidiaries. So if one of your subsidiaries is, you know, alleged to have done something illegal, you don't have to shut the entire industry or your entire company down, just that one little small section of it.
Right. So maybe that was a tactical error on their part, but nonetheless, it still, you know, doesn't make any of this any less tragic. I mean, the fact is they're prohibited from doing business as cannabis culture right now, and that essentially limits their freedom of speech.
Correct.
Because that was their outlet. So they had their cannabis culture shops, and then they had the cannabis culture website. And
right.
The cannabis culture website is reporting on the cannabis movement in the United States and Canada and around the world.
Right.
And now,
but they're the same entity, though. So if I message my drug dealer to buy weed and also to say F the police, I'm not going to be allowed to continue to do that on the grounds that F the police is a political statement.
Yeah, now I get your argument. It's just, it's a tragic situation. Our
right.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us. Coming up here tonight, I believe, Melanie, you've got a legal case update for us on Michael Brown, the person whose arrest and ultimate, or attempted arrest and ultimate killing, sparked many a protest in Ferguson, Missouri. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from
from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Whether you want to talk about what's happening in Canada with the crackdown on the Emerys, with Mark and Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture being severely restricted out on bail conditions after being charged with ridiculous nonsense, criminal charges for basically running Cannabis Culture, for being activists. And this is part and parcel of what one must accept, I think, in advance when one chooses to do activism. I mean, people will say things to me like this, like, Ian, aren't you afraid? Aren't you worried? Aren't you worried about what the government might do to you? Because, like, I've gotten on the radio over a decade and talked about not paying taxes, for instance. I've done civil disobedience. I've been arrested multiple times. You know, I've been targeted by haters. And the fact is, you have to understand that coming into it, that if you're going to do public activism, the more successful you are at whether it's actually accomplishing your goal or just getting media attention. Either way, you can be successful in different
things. Well, that can be a success. I mean, I think we're kind of at the educating people point in the plan right now. So just getting attention, if you're using that attention to spread the message, is a success.
Oh, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. There's different goals and different things you can accomplish, but the more successful you are at any of those things, whether it's actually, you know, repealing some law or it's just getting the word out, you're going to attract all kinds of attention. And some of that attention is going to be from the people who support the status quo. So whether it be, you know, a company like Uber pushing against the status quo, or an individual like myself or Daryl or the Emerys, or anybody who is somebody that can be identified, somebody that the state can target, that the people who support the status quo can go after, and they will. They absolutely will, because this is their livelihood. This is their business. The government's business is to steal and to threaten, yes, and to extort and to rule over people. And anything that threatens that game that they have, anything that threatens their power, they will use violence against if they can get away with it. And so it's just kind of something that you have to understand and accept. And it's no fun to watch it happen. It's no fun to be part of it. So I don't wish this to happen to the Emerys, but they know the game, right? They know that this is a possibility, and they're willing, yes, to take those risks, and they're willing to flout the law. And I think that's what makes them awesome, because they are so inspirational. They don't care what the people in where the hell is the main province of Canada, where the big MP offices are or whatever. I don't even know.
Ontario?
Is it Ontario? I'm sorry, Canadians. I have no idea what the Canadian equivalent to Washington, D.C. Is.
Well, and I just kind of want to point out that people oftentimes, and I think almost exclusively, look at that as kind of a one-sided cost-benefit analysis. It's like, yes, there are risks to doing this, but what is the cost to not doing it?
Either your freedom will be...
Either on a macro level of, yeah, the world will be worse off, or even just on a personal level of, okay, well, what will the government do to me, or my boss
Ottawa
do to me, or whatever do to me if, you know, I do these things? Okay, but what will I do to me, like, if I don't? Like, I would go home every day and hate my life, and, like, you know,
right,
it's kind of...
You got to do something.
Different people are willing to take different specific risks, but if you're, like, I can't imagine that doing nothing is the least expensive option, even from just a personal level.
Seems like the easiest option, and it is, because it doesn't require exerting any effort, but if you do nothing, then yeah, things are going to get worse. Will they get worse at a slower clip than if you stick your head up above the waves? There's a good chance that they will go slower than if you stick your head up and get it cut off. But the more people that take the risks that that these folks are, the Emerys in Canada and others have done, the safer we all are, the better off we all are, the more free that we all are. So risk is involved in this. And there's one man who understands this very well. His name's Dave Ridley. He just so happened to call in here. I presume this is Dave Ridley. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Dave.
I have a piece of breaking news for you, sort of.
Okay, sure.
I was just ordered to stop some hours ago. I just ordered to stop filming, to not film a state house committee.
Well, wait, what?
I was ordered not to film the committee meeting. It was the finance committee.
This is shocking.
Was this the public testimony, or did they go into some sort of caucus of the committee? Like, I need some more details here.
It was a budget work session of the finance committee.
Okay, so work sessions are not necessarily open to the public.
Oh.
Well, they did let me in. They just wanted to try to stop me from filming. And I didn't.
Okay, leave. That sounds very different then, because I know that work sessions, you know, they're not necessarily public the same way the committee hearings are. So, you know, if they would have just asked everybody to leave, but they let you stay in there. So, yeah, that is very interesting.
Another person who identified himself as just an observer.
Mm-hmm.
But
have you contacted the Attorney General?
I'm sorry?
Have you contacted the Attorney General or the House Clerk?
Well, actually, Ann Rice was right in there with me, so I talked to her about it. She's a Deputy Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
But
what did she say?
Well, I'll get to that in a second. Let me go chronologically here. What
sure.
happened first was, you know, I just filmed for a few minutes. You know, mainly I was there, as usual, to interview politicians coming and going.
Right.
I wanted to grab a couple shots of how the meeting looked and then leave. But as I was about to leave, the chair of the committee, Lynn Ober, or it may be Ober, I'm not sure how it's pronounced.
If it's spelled O-B-E-R, that's Ober.
okay, she said, you know, not to film. Photography is not allowed. And I asked why, and she said, house rules, refer to the House Speaker's office. Thank you. And kept on going with the meeting. And I said, well, you gave me a reason that if you're going to censor me, you at least need to know why. Anyway, pretty quickly they called security. I just stayed, you know, and then security came and they said they're requesting that you leave. And I said, your request is denied.
Requesting? Yeah, that's not an order.
Yeah, I know that there's a house rule that members of the legislature during sessions are not allowed to record.
Now, we actually just saw this go down last week where Caleb Dyer, the only Libertarian state representative in the entire United States at the moment in New Hampshire, revealed on his Facebook profile, and he's supposed to be blogging about this, but he's probably pretty busy, and so I'm hoping we're going to get that blog sometime this week. But on his Facebook profile, he revealed that a House member, a State of Representatives, House of Representatives member, was threatened by the Speaker of the House and told to stop taking pictures. He wasn't even recording video. He was taking photographs of the State House committee, or a hearing. It wasn't a committee, it was the full House where he was taking these pictures, and apparently they put it to a vote, and the House voted to have him stop, which is so rude and insulting and outrageous, and I hope that this story can get some traction once we finally get it out on a bigger platform, because, you know, all he did was post it to his Facebook,
right,
and that's good and everything, but this could be news. Like, if we put that story out there as, hey, you know, there's this conflict in the State House, I think the mainstream media could snap that one up. So now this happens to you, Dave, just a few days later, because that was at the end of last week when
Thursday.
Yeah, when it went down inside the State House. Now you're there, and they're citing the same rule saying you can't record, which is nonsense.
Yeah, I sent out a news release, and I guess, there was an incident a few weeks ago, I think maybe a month or so, where Speck Bowers, a former state rep, was, I think, removed from the entire legislative office building. And whatever he did to get removed was so innocuous and boring that I don't even remember what it was.
So what's the rest of your story?
Well, the whole thing went on for about 12 minutes, I guess, maybe a little less than that. Eventually they had multiple security people kept coming up and pressuring me to go, and the committee, more and more of the people.
So wait, after you said after you said I respectfully deny your request, when they said they're requesting that you leave, you were still recording video at this time?
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
Hang on,
Dave. We'll bring you back. If you want to finish the story, stand by. We'll bring you back in hour number three. Dave Ridley is here from RidleyReport.com, and it sounds like he's got the video. So at some point, I'm sure it'll show up on his YouTube channel, probably sooner rather than later, knowing Dave. More on the way here. Hour number three coming up, and you can join us on Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll also talk about Michael Brown. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.